From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, said today that they've seized the last remaining areas of Raqqa from Islamic State militants. A spokesman for the SDF, which is made up of Kurdish and Arab militias, told reporters the fighting in Raqqa is over. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights also announced that Raqqa had been liberated. SDF fighters stormed a stadium that had been the last IS base in the city after capturing a hospital that also served as a command center. The offensive to oust the militants from Raqqa began in June and was backed by airstrikes and other support from a U.S.-led coalition. Meanwhile, Iraqi government forces swept into the Kurdish-held city of Kirkuk on Monday, capturing the governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field. In a lightning-fast strike, Baghdad's U.S.-trained troops entered the northern city and, on orders from the Iraqi prime minister, raised the flag in place of the Kurdish banners. The move came less than a day after launching the operation in response to last month's Kurdish vote for independence that Baghdad has declared illegal. Baghdad has described the advance as largely unopposed. More than 20 people are dead and dozens more wounded in a terrorist attack on a police training center in eastern Afghanistan today. Officials say the attack began when a suicide bomber detonated a car filled with explosives near the training center in Gardez, the capital of Paktika province. After the explosion, a group of gunmen stormed the center. Taliban has claimed responsibility. This is VOA. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his decision not to recertify Iran's compliance with the Iranian nuclear deal. He said Monday that it's a real possibility that his actions could lead to its total termination. Speaking to VOA, Trita Parsi, president of the National Iranian American Council, says this direction is alarming, especially after the efforts of former Secretary of State John Kerry.
Just to give you an idea of how intense this was, for the last round of negotiations, they went several days above the deadline. John Kerry was in Vienna, the Austrian capital, for 17 days straight negotiating. Many members of his team had been there for more than 27 days straight negotiating. For the Secretary of State of the United States, that has the entire globe as his responsibility, to devote 17 straight to this issue is quite unprecedented. And it tells you how intense it was, but also the tremendous effort that was put in into reaching this deal.
Mr. Trump did, however, hold out hope that the deal might be improved to his satisfaction when it goes back to Congress for further consideration. The death toll in the Somali capital Mogadishu has topped 300 as rescue teams continue to search for survivors from a massive explosion blamed on Islamist militants. The government says 429 injured people have been taken to a local hospital and that the death toll is likely to rise. VOA's Jill Craig has more from Nairobi.
It's being called the single deadliest attack in Somalia's history. A huge truck bomb that detonated in the middle of a busy Mogadishu intersection on Saturday. Its magnitude stunned a city already well accustomed to deadly bombings by the Al-Qaeda-linked terror group Al-Shabaab, although no one has yet claimed responsibility. Rashid Abdi, Horn of Africa Project Director for the International Crisis Group, says the horrendous loss of life eclipses anything seen in Somalia in the last two decades.
For the next decade, Al-Shabaab will continue to be a threat, and I think they will continue to launch these kind of suicide attacks.
Abdi says that the internal security apparatus in the country needs to be strengthened, but notes that the task cannot be completed in a day. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was held by Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan, pleaded guilty Monday to charges that he endangered comrades by walking off his post. At a court-martial hearing in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Bergdahl pleaded guilty to charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. The latter carries a maximum sentence of life in prison. Bergdahl was captured by the Taliban shortly after he left his post in 2009. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.